Would you call G4S for help over discrimination? The Tories have handed the contract for the government's Equality Advisory and Support Service Discrimination Helpline to notorious privatizers G4S. Sue Powell takes a look at the outsourcer's record. Imagine the job description. The Equality Advisory and Support Service helps people facing human rights issues or discrimination on the grounds of disability, race, gender and other forms of discrimination. For example, supporting people denied housing, or made redundant due to race, sexual orientation, age, or disability. We seek a trustworthy, supportive and understanding manager to run our helpline at a time when hate crime is increasing. And now, the successful applicant CV, G4S. 1901, predecessor private security firm, founded in Denmark 1991, started running the UK's first privatised prison 1998, began operating the UK's privatised children's prisons or secure training centres 2004. A restrained 15-year-old died in one of our prisons 2007-10. Claimed parking fines as business expenses to avoid £580,000 in corporation tax 2010, and lawfully killed a father of five. During deportation from UK, our military wing was criticized by the US Senate's Armed Services Committee and the UN Watchdog Global Policy Forum 2012. Senate and UN criticize us again. Meanwhile, in Israel-Palestine, helped the Israeli state run several detention centers for Palestinians, and provided police HQ with security equipment. The Guardian reported that cell 36 at Al Jalameh prison holds children. Cashed in on Canada's asylum crackdown. Part of the UK Olympics security fiasco. 2014, saw out a mass hunger strike of jailed Palestinians. Investigated by the UK Serious Fraud Office, and criticised in Parliament for charging for electronic tags on released and deceased offenders. 2014, sold our subsidiary which had been providing cleaning, and facilities services at Guantanamo Bay. Found to use disciplinary techniques in our prisons including tipping a pregnant woman's wheelchair, while holding her feet. 2015, had to sack at least six members of staff at a young offenders facility, after they attracted too much heat. Ofsted reported drug use while on duty, racism, and humiliation of children. Accused of torturing South African prisoners. Our police control room made bogus 999 calls to hit targets. Our patient transport service in Kent, left a dialysis patient stranded for hours. 2016, lost our appeal over tax avoidance. Skills, corner cutting, overcharging, undertraining, worker exploitation, negligence, racism, brutality. Referees, UK government estimated £4 billion of contracts by 2012, other governments looking to privatise anything all over the planet.